it's time for...
All Sweet.
Did you hear what...
All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Whip, All Sweet Margarine invites you to meet the meat. Yes, friends, Swift and Company, who bring you All Sweet Margarine and other favorite foods, invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meats, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, once again, it's breakfast time in the little white house with the green shutters, but something somehow seems to be missing.
Isn't this a lovely day?
Continued clear, bright sunshine, prevailing wind, northeast, low tonight 80, high today 95. Unquote.
Lord, Daddy, you sound just like the weatherman.
Well, I'm quoting the weatherman, Peggy. Yes, Mr. Barker always asks me about the weather the first thing every morning. And then he continues asking me silly things all day long.
Your boss is quite a character, Mr. Meek.
Oh, Mr. Barker is more than a character, Jill. He's several characters. Yes, Jiggle and Hyde to start.
Very glad.
Yes,
I beg your pardon, dear. I said I was very glad, Mortimer. I was talking to myself.
Well, that's fine. So few people know when they're well off. And I'm glad you're glad.
Oh, don't be silly. I was thinking about Louie and what a lovely day he and his friends have for their outing.
Yeah, the bite of we marching and athletic club. Only marching they do is down to the pool room where they engage vigorously in athletic sessions of telling tall stories to each other.
Now, Mortimer, don't be jealous because Louie's off on a holiday.
If only Louie'd stay on a holiday, a permanent one.
I wondered why you asked me over to breakfast, Peg. Well, now that I know what... Pass the eggs, please, Mr. Meat.
Oh, here you are.
And I'll have some more toast, please, Mrs. Meat.
Of course.
Do I sound like Uncle Louie?
Oh, Jill, child.
Very good, Jill. Very good. Yes, the breakfast table does seem more natural now. Well, I must be off to the office. And Mr. Barker won't be able to sit down at his desk unless I am there to put his chair out.
I'll go on downtown with you, dear. They're having a special on cotton dresses at Hammerschlagel. Just scratch the dishes, Peggy.
Oh, okay, Mother.
And scrape the plate.
Oh, I'll do that, Mrs. Meek. Mother says I'm a fine plate scraper when I'm not a plate scraper.
Well, none of us is perfect, Jill. Have a good time, you two. Don't get any mischief.
Okay.
Goodbye, girl.
Bye. Well... Now that we've got the house all to ourselves, what do we do? Get out of the house. It's too beautiful to stay cooped up. How about bicycling?
Uh-uh.
Too strenuous. Roller skating?
Uh-huh.
Just right. You get my skates out and adjust them back to my size. Uncle Louie's girlfriend Gert was using them. I'll scrape and scratch the dishes.
That's the deal. I'm more mechanical than domestic anyway.
Where's the skate key?
On the mantle, next to that thingamabob.
Thingamabob?
That monstrosity Daddy brought back from a sales convention. For Mother, he said.
This thingamabob?
Uh-huh.
He should be right behind us.
Oh,
why don't you hide it on the roof or down the chimney? It's easier to get at.
Oh, it's slipping in. Look out.
Oh, I got the key, Peg.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Jill, it's broken in a thousand pieces.
I'm sorry.
Daddy was so proud of it. He won it.
I'm sorry.
My mother was so proud that Daddy gave it to her, awful as it was.
I'm sorry.
Stop saying I'm sorry, will you please?
Okay. Peg. What was it?
A statue representing victory with a thermometer in her right hand and a light inside her.
What? No television?
Oh, don't be funny. The thermometer never worked and the light never lit up, but Mother and Daddy just loved her.
Oh, like they say, love is sure thing.
We've got to get her fixed, mended, repaired before Mother and Daddy come home. Come on, help me pick up these pieces.
Okay, Peg. Peg?
Yes?
I'm truly sorry.
Hey! Save your apologies and get going. Victory is ours now, and we've got to get her back in one piece.
Good old Sunday morning, the day you eat your breakfast leisurely. Drink that second cup of coffee with complete disregard of the clock. Yes, Sunday's also the time when All Sweet margarine can really be appreciated. For All Sweet's flavor is so delicate, so natural, you'll really need time to savor all its goodness. Now, tomorrow morning, try All Sweet on your favorite hot muffin. Spread its golden goodness from crust to crust. Wait a second for All Sweet to melt down into that muffin. Then, take a bite. What mouth-watering goodness. Yes, if you take time to get acquainted with All Sweet, you'll see why its flavor is famous from coast to coast. you'll see why folks everywhere are discovering that there is something special about that flavor. It's so delicate, so natural, so downright good. So when you want a nutritious, thrifty table spread that's sure to make a Sunday morning hit with your family, remember All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
And so, here she is, Mr. Ferdinand. That's the last of her, Mr. Ferdinand. Do you think you can fix her in a hurry?
Lynn?
We have to have her back on our mantle right away.
Before her parents get home, it's an emergency.
And vital.
Just a minute. Both of you talking at once, it is difficult for me to understand either of you.
But,
and if I cannot understand either of you, how am I going to understand both of you? Please. Now, young lady, you explain, no?
Well, Mr. Ferdinand, this is... was a statue.
A witch, you?
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
A statue. She represents victory when she's all on one piece.
But we broke her, and we want you to put her back together again before my mother and daddy come home.
Ah. You wish I shall turn defeat into victory? Ah.
Oh, brother. Please, Mr. Ferdinand, this is no time for jokes. We're desperate. My father won this statue at a Barker and Company sales convention, and he's very proud of it. And he gave it to my mother, and she's very attached to it.
Well, there's no accounting for people's taste. Very well, we see what we can do.
Oh, wonderful. You mean you can fix it?
No.
No? You mean you can?
No.
No? Then what do you mean?
It is like this, little lady. When my brother returns, we see...
Your brother?
My twin brother, Egilbert. I am Ethelbert.
How do you do?
I take care of the book. Egilbert does the repair.
Well, when will he be back? We're in a terrible, terrible hurry.
Oh, do not fret. Egilbert returns soon. Soon. And then he takes a spot of glue, and with his marvelous skill, he returns victory to our triumphant state. You return her to your house, and your mother and father do not suspect she was ever broken.
Oh, you're sure your twin brother can fix the statue?
Have no fear. Egilbert could put the Statue of Liberty together again. Of course, that would take a little longer.
It would also take a stepladder.
Well, we'll leave the statue here and come back real soon. Oh, and Mr. Ferdinand?
Yeah?
Be sure your brother puts the thermometer in the statue's right hand and the light inside her.
And be sure the thermometer doesn't work and the light doesn't light up.
But I thought you wanted your statue repaired.
Well, we do, but not too good, just like it was.
We want the same things not to work.
The thermometer and the light inside.
You'll tell your brother, won't you?
Fix it, don't fix it. Repair it, leave it broken. Such a business.
Martin Company, Mortimer Meek speaking.
This is Agatha, dear.
Oh, hello, dear. Well, did you get the cotton dresses at Hammerschlager's?
Oh, they didn't have a thing that was fit to wear.
Oh, that's too bad.
So I picked up two cunning little numbers just for around the neighborhood.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. But what I really wanted was something I could wear anywhere.
Oh, that's too bad.
Mortimer Meek, you're not listening to a word I'm saying.
Oh, but I am.
I can always tell when you've got something else on your mind. You either say, that's too bad, or, oh, that's nice.
Yes, I do. I mean, I do. Oh, honestly, dear.
All right. What is it?
Mr. Doctor.
As usual?
Oh, worse than usual, dear. He ordered me to run down to Ferdinand's repair shop to pick up something, and then bellowed at me when I asked him what it was, and then stormed out of the office and told me not to leave the office on penalty of death.
Poor Ferdy. I don't know how she puts up with him. Oh, well, stop worrying, dear. I'll stop by at Ferdinand's and find out what it is that he's having repaired, pick it up, and bring it home with me.
You will? Oh, darling, you're wonderful.
See that you remember that. Oh, dear.
Yes?
Did he give you any kind of a hint?
Oh, well, you know Mr. Barker, Agatha. He bellowed, Ferdinand! And blew all the papers off the top of the desk, stormed out, slammed the door, knocked all the books off the top shelf of the bookcase.
Oh, he should hire himself out to be a hurricane. Well, now, don't worry. I'll either find it or call Ferdy. Where there's a will, there's a way, you know.
All right, dear. I sure wish Mr. Barker knew that saying. With him, it's where there's a will, there's no way but the hard way.
Ready, Mr. Ferdinand?
Does Victory again hold aloft the thermometer that doesn't work?
Can we take it with us now?
Girls, please, my ears. Can you not see I am working on a very delicate matter?
Oh, excuse us.
Well, golly, you must be the Mr. Ferdinand that does the fixing.
I am Egilbert. My twin brother, Ethelbert, he does the business. Now, will you please run along?
Hey, Daddy, look what he's fixing.
Oh, Mother and Daddy, that's
Victory, and it's done.
Mr. Ferdinand, you're a genius.
A genius? No. Compare me with my...
Michelangelo, Benvenuto Cellini, a possibility.
Oh, you're better than both of them. Yeah. How much do we owe you?
Let me see. Owe me. Oh, my brother Ethelbert, he handles the owing. I, Edelbert, handle the repairs only.
Well, but Mr. Ferdinand, we just have to take the statue with us.
It's a matter of life or death.
So, take it.
Take it?
Yeah. And when my brother Ethelbert returns, I find out the owing, and then you come back and you pay him.
Good God! Oh, Mr. Ferdinand, that's perfect! Now my mother and father will never know.
Miss!
Yes, here I am, Mr. Barker, at your feet.
Well, stop groveling and stand up like a man.
Yes, sure, Mr. Barker. I was just picking up the paper clips you knocked over when you found it on the desk. There they are. Every one of them.
Stop gibbering and pay attention. Did you go over to Ferdinand's repair shop?
Well, that is, I...
Oh, for God, is it usually?
Well...
Where's your head? What do you use for a pint?
Oh, please, Mr. Barker.
Have you no sense of responsibility?
Mr. Barker, the paper clip... I'll pick him up again. The exercise will be good for me.
Get up and get your hat.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Barker. I want you to know I've enjoyed some of the time I've worked here.
Now get going.
Yes, sir. It's been
to Ferdinand's repair shop.
Mm-hmm.
And pick up my Statue of Victory. It's ready. All they had to do was make the thermometer work and the inside light up. You understand me?
Oh, yes, Mr. Barker. Go to Ferdinand's repair shop, get a statue, and put the thermometer inside and get lit up. I'm going, Mr. Barker. No, lady, we have no article left by Walter Barker.
But Mr. Barker told my husband...
It is a miracle we have anything left here.
Oh, but Mr. Ferdinand, I understood
I
from
our... I am Ethelbert, my brother, twin brother, Egilbert, the mechanical genius, but a dunkop gave away the article for Mr. Barker. Gave it away to some customer with no claim, check, and no money.
Oh, but Mr.
Please, lady, go away. Why did I have to be thin? Why did there have to be two of Edelbert? Well, excuse me, but are you Mr. Ferdinand? Yeah. I am Edelbert Ferdinand, the mechanical genius. Well, good. Then you can help me. Unfortunately, I'm also a financial snook. Yes, well, but all I want is to claim something. Oh, no. Once today already, I made the mistake of talking with persons who wish to claim something. My brother is furious with me. Now I stick to my repairer. Go away, please. Go away. This is a very complicated matter. Putting back together again this statue called Victory.
Victory, yeah. Mr. Barker's statue.
Well, but I thought it needed only minor repairs. Look, how did it get broken into 1,000 pieces?
The strangest thing happened.
Yeah?
It fell.
I knew you. That's all I need. Now, Mr. Barker will blame me for that, too. Look, Mr. Ferdinand.
Yeah, please?
I may be back later with some more repair work. I hope you're good at mending broken heads.
Mantle, as good as new.
And just as hideous.
Well, now we can go roller skating.
Sure, I'll just reach behind Victory here and get the skate key. Then we'll go out and...
Yeah.
Huh?
The thermometer in Victory's hand. It worked.
Huh?
See? It's registering 80 degrees.
Huh?
Don't you see what happened? Mr. Ferdinand must have forgotten and fixed the thermometer in the lights inside the statue. Oh, here, take this wire and plug it in.
Oh, okay, but I don't see what there is to get so excited about.
Oh, don't you understand? His mother and daddy discovered that the thermometer works and the light's right. They'll ask questions. If they ask questions, they'll learn we broke the statue.
I'm grabbing it in. Turn that.
Oh, it lights up inside.
How beautiful.
Oh, what are we going to do?
We might grab it again.
Don't be funny. Jill, we've just got to figure out a way to make the thermometer not work and the lights not to light up before Mother and Daddy get home.
Okay, you do that, and I'll figure out a way to not be here. Hey, let go my arm.
Oh, no, you don't. After all, you broke Victory originally, and now you have to help me break her again.
But I'm suggesting...
I'm break the thermometer and the lights inside, so Victory will be just as nice, insidious, and useless as she was when Daddy brought her home to Mother.
Okay, Peggy, you can stop twisting my arms. I'll do anything to make your mother and father happy, anything, including getting myself off the hook.
You know, way back in 1834, Sarah Coleridge dashed off a bit of verse that went something like this. June brings tulips, lilies, roses, fills the children's hands with posies. Now, that's a very lovely thought, to be sure, but any mother can tell you that it takes more than just pretty posies to keep those active little hands contented during the long summer vacation. And since this is true, here's a suggestion on how to do it. Simply supply each youngster with an apron, a mixing bowl and spoon, and a package of delicious, natural-flavored, all-sweet margarine. And then let the children color up a week's supply. They'll find it fun watching the snowy whiteness of all-sweet change to a rich golden yellow. You see, all-sweet has such a wonderfully creamy texture. Why, even with small fry at the controls, it colors perfectly. There are no streaks, no bubbles, no off-colored lumps to mar the golden-hued beauty of this famous-flavored margarine. Now, just in case your children are a bit over-energetic, all-sweet has a special little tab on the color packet that prevents spilling, makes for easier opening. After all-sweet is colored, the children can shape it simply by placing it in the carton and chilling. And then, the happiest time of all on Saturday morning, the morning snack with freshly colored super delicious all-sweet spread on hot English muffins. Yes, for real all-around eating pleasure, remember, all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Tap it harder, Peg. I'm afraid you, Jill. After all, Mr. Ferdinand just glued it together.
Boy, he sure is a good gluer.
You can't even see the craft. Stop admiring his gluing and keep on trying to break the wire that runs to the lights inside.
Okay, but I can't seem to find it.
Hello.
Oh, Mother, oh, put the tree back up on the mandolin as nonchalant. Quick, quick.
Oh, okay. See, I'm nonchalant as anything.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, hello, Mother.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Meese. Lovely day out, isn't it?
It's beautiful. And why aren't you two out enjoying it?
Oh, well, we've been working on a project, Mrs. Meese.
An indoor project, Mother.
Well, it's far too nice to stay indoors. Off with you.
Oh, but, Mother, but Mrs. Meese.
Yes, it is.
Oh, in here, Mortimer.
Well, I think I'll be going home. It's been out of me.
I'll go with you, Jill.
Don't you dare leave me alone.
Hello, dear girl.
Hello, Father.
Hello. Why, Mortimer, you look as though you've been through the ringer.
Well, I never thought of Mr. Barker as a ringer, but you're probably right. Or should I say, meat chopper.
Oh, goodbye, Mrs. Meese.
Oh, hey, my arm. Huh? Hmm. What was that about?
Well, I don't know, and I don't care. Matter of fact, I don't know about anything or care about it either.
Oh, you poor dear. Come, put your head in my lap and tell me all about it. Now, let me rub your tired neck muscles so you can relax. How's that?
You're tickling me. Oh, my gracious. Did I hear you say, relax?
Now, here's the plan, Jill. We stay out here behind the garage and hide until Daddy leaves for work after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
When he leaves, you attract Mother's attention on the front porch.
Mm-hmm.
I sneak in through the kitchen, get Victory, and bring her out here.
Mm-hmm.
Then we use Daddy's tools and disconnect her wires and her thermometer. Right?
Right. You know, Peg, I'm beginning to hate that statue.
And so, when I got to Ferdinand, somebody has already walked off with Mr. Barker's statue.
Oh.
What am I going to say to Mr. Barker, dear?
I don't know. He's so unreasonable.
If he'd only give me a little time to try to trace him. Hello.
Vic? Barker, I'm waiting for that statue.
But, Mr. Barker...
I'm going to continue to wait, Vic, until you return from lunch.
But, boss,
and
look...
if you return without that statue, know what I'm going to do.
Yes, well, I'd rather you didn't tell me, boss. My wife's right here with me. She's rather sensitive.
I'll whisper it, Meek. Oh. If you return empty-handed, uh-huh. I'm going to make you swallow a light bulb, plug you into the electric outlet, and light you up.
Oh, my gracious.
And you won't see the thermometer. You'll be burning. Signed, sulfurically yours, Barker.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. Now he wants to electrocute me. And no chair, either.
Why, Mortimer, dear, you're as pale as a ghost.
And just as healthy. And with just as big a future.
What are you talking about?
Dear, Mr. Barker, if I don't deliver his victory statue when I go back to work, he'll annihilate me.
Oh? Dearest.
Yes.
You are attached to your statue of victory, aren't you?
Well, I got mine the same time as Mr. Barker got his at the company convention. Each top executive was presented with one, and there was one left over.
Well, I know you hate to part with it.
No, Agatha, I couldn't think of taking our statue. Oh, no. Why, I gave it to you. It's yours.
Well, I know, dear, but sometimes we must make a personal sacrifice for the good of everyone. Now, I want to do my bit, too.
You mean?
Yes, I think you should take our statue down to Mr. Barker. In fact, I'll be angry if you don't.
Why, Agatha, dear, you're wonderful. Well, come on, you old victory statue, you. Down to Mr. Barker you go. Oh, but now, you're sure you don't mind it?
Oh, don't give it another thought.
Oh, you sweet thing, you. Well, I'll make it up to you. Oh, I know what. I'll find you another statue just like this one to replace it.
Oh, that won't be necessary, dear, no. Now, we'll just fill the face on the mantle with a vase full of flowers. Summer and all, you know.
Okay, dear. That's for being merely terrific. Yes. Goodbye, dear. I'm going to rush down to the office.
Oh, thank you, Walter Barker. Oh, I've been trying to get rid of that monstrosity ever since Mortimer brought it home. Oh. What a relief.
I didn't have to attract your mother's attention, Peg. He left right after your father did. Boy, she sure was happy about something.
Well, I'll be happy, too, after I disconnect the lights in the...
look!
Huh?
Victory! She's gone from the mantle! Oh, Jill!
Oh, well, now we won't have to disconnect her anymore. Looks like she's disconnected permanently.
Well, 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 who is it?
It's I, Mr. Barker. Me.
Well, stop scratching the woodwork like a mouse and come in.
Here it is, Mr. Barker. Your statue, all fixed.
You did get it. Just to show you, men like you must be driven to get the best out of them.
Sometimes I wish I was a horse. Well, shall I put it down,
boy? Yes, put it down.
Yes,
victory. The most disgusting, revolting, hideous statue in the world.
Yeah, the most disgusting, hideous statue. Oh, Mr. Barker, why, I thought you wanted her back desperately.
I wanted her back. Meek, do you know my wife, Birdie?
Oh, of course, Mrs. Barker.
My wife designed that monstrosity with her own little lily-white hands. And if I don't keep it prominently displayed in the office, my wife, Birdie, starts talking about it. And she talks. And she talks. And she talks.
Yeah, I understand, boss. My sympathy.
Thank you, old man. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to get off some nasty letters to a few clients who turn the sound. The stupid fool.
Yes, of course, Mr. Barker. And, boy.
Yes?
Look, if you don't mind, I'm going to run along home. There's something I forgot.
What's that?
Well, something personal you wouldn't understand. But I've got to shake hands with Agatha. And, dear, that's exactly what happened.
Not really.
Really. Mr. Barker hates the statue, but he has to keep it on account of his wife, Birdie.
Mortimer.
Yes, dear.
I have a confession to make.
Well, go ahead, dear. Nothing will surprise me today.
I hated that statue, too. I just kept it on the mantle to please you.
To please me? And I kept from breaking it because I thought keeping it on the mantle
pleased you.
I am in a hammerlock now, Peg.
Never mind. We're both going to confess. Mother? Father?
Yes, dear.
What is it, Peg?
Well, that is we. Jill and I. We did something awful.
Purely by accident.
We
We broke your statue of victory.
You broke our statue?
Oh, you?
No.
Oh, I guess you don't understand. We accidentally knocked it down, took it down to Ferdinand, had it fixed, and brought it back here without your knowing it.
Only Mr. Ferdinand fixed it too good. He made the lights and the thermometer work.
Oh, gee. Then you two are the ones that got the other statue. Yes, no. Did you hear that, Agnes?
I'm weak from the fact that... But you won't laugh when you find out Victory's disappeared. Look, he isn't there on the mantle.
Yes, we know.
We're delighted.
Gosh, I must be going crazy.
Karen. Oh, don't worry about it, dear. I'll explain as soon as I see who's at the door.
Yes.
I am Ethelbert Ferdinand, the genius and financial schnook. My brother, he's Ethelbert. He discovered the right ticket, and here is your statue, all fixed. Brand new.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I fixed it double quick.
Hey, what are you doing?
Peggy, Jill, look.
Oh, you smashed it. You smashed my beautiful paste up jar.
Well, don't cry, Mr. Ferdinand. Today you can even paste it together again. Yes, today I love to smash things.
Say, do the folks at your house like fresh new cabbage? We hope so, for we've a wonderful new way to serve this old favorite. Here's how. Cut fresh cabbage into wedge-shaped portions and cook quickly in boiling salted water. Now be careful, don't overcook it. The cabbage should be still a bit crisp and green when done. Now comes the exciting part, the sauce. An easy-to-fix sauce made with delicate, naturally flavored all-sweet and caraway seeds. Melt all-sweet in a saucepan. Add the caraway seed and stir until hot and mixed. Then pour over those individual wedges and serve. And there's a real treat. The hearty, fresh flavor of cabbage plus the tangy zest of caraway topped with the rich, sweet goodness of all sweet. Yes, ma'am, it's a dish to make the whole family sit up and take notice. Now be sure you cook enough, though. There are going to be lots of calls for seconds. Of course, all sweet's delicious flavor makes any vegetable taste better, so try it soon. Yes, remember, all sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Oh, my. Certainly pleasant out on the porch tonight, isn't it, Mortimer?
Yeah, it certainly is. Peaceful. Quiet. Restful. I knew it couldn't last.
What's the matter, dear?
Look, coming up the walk. Mr. Barker.
Evening,
sir.
Just stop by for a moment. Bird is creating again. Oh, working on her sculpture, that is.
Isn't it nice that Mrs. Barker is so artistic?
Please. I'd rather not discuss it. Oh, by the way, Neat, I've brought something for you. Oh,
for me, boy?
Where?
Yes, I've got it here. And since Birdie is creating a new model, I thought you'd like my copy of her victory statue for the other end of your mantle.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Meet the Leap, starring Horace Lewis and Beryl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.